This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying what a love-driven or directed life looks like. The reason for doing such a study is to understand what Jesus had in mind when he commanded his disciples in John 13, 34 and 35, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." A love-driven or directed life is the distinguishing mark of true Christianity. That's what we should be known for. Not the buildings we build or programs we produce, not how many converts we can list or how many worshipers in our churches. Our distinguishing mark is to be our love for one another. Does your relationship with others reflect the love Christ has for us? In one sense, this is not a new command. The Old Testament is replete with the command to love God with all of our being and to love our neighbor as ourselves. It is new in that true love is always fresh. Every day our love for others should be fragrant and genuine. There will always be new challenges to our love. Some with whom we have had a good relationship might turn their backs on us or say something hurtful. The command to love them will require more than when things are going well. That's why Jesus confronted Peter with those penetrating words, "Do you love me?" He is asking you today, do you love me? Then, do you love each other? I hope your answer is yes to both of those questions. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.